This is the WOKV Spotlight on 104.5 WOKV.
Jacksonville's morning news continues live on location at the University of North Florida. Market day is getting underway here in the next 15 minutes. It's 9:45. Rich Jones, Christine Bellino, Sydney Mark, Benjamin Fritkus, himself an alum and a member of the Spinnaker Radio Group. If you have never seen Spinnaker here at the University of North Florida or follow Spinnaker News, it's a good follow on social media. And actually, just the other day, as I was interviewing Dr. Moaz Lamayam, I went to the UNF Spinnaker website just to kind of refamiliarize myself with some of the headlines. These are the future journalists in our country and hopefully staying in our community, doing radio, doing television, doing sales, doing career services and creative services, the kind of work that professionally we've got to do for a few years.
And just a couple.
Yeah, just a couple. Mm-hmm. We've only done this for a couple of years. And a couple of the Spinnaker leaders here at UNF are Jack Griffiths, who oversees radio as the Spinnaker Radio General Manager, and Michaela Haynes is the Spinnaker Creative Services Director. Let's start with you, Michaela. How did you get involved in creative services here at UNF?
Yeah, so I do peruses on UNF jobs, and I was just looking. I follow Spinnaker on social media. I followed them since I started at UNF. And one day I saw there was an opportunity to get involved with creative, and I was like, oh, I'll apply for the job, see what happens. I am a graphic design and digital media major, so I am very much in the creative spaces. I do a lot with design and things like that. So I applied for the job, I got it, and I've been loving it. It's been such a cool opportunity for the past semester, getting to work with my team and do different design-related things, marketing things. So we manage the social media, and we manage a lot of the promotions on campus, our magazine, things like that.
Mm. And in many ways, there's a blend of learning, obviously, but also working and being compensated for, so that you're able to kind of have that on-the-job training that's coming. Granted, we don't get into this industry to be rich or anything like that, but as you look at the learning, what sort of things have you been able to pull through the course of the time that you've been with Creative Services?
Yeah, it's just been cool being able to work with real life situations, because in the classroom, you're kind of working with your own head and with your professors, but when you're working in the space, you get to work with actual people who are going to use what I'm creating and what my team is creating. And I'm also learning how to be a leader and lead a team that is creative and guiding their direction and making sure everything's on brand and just making sure that we're all on the same page and that we are working together and communicating well.
Since you're having this experience, is it still something that you want to work in, or has it scared you away from it?
Oh no, I've loved it so much more because I've been able to work in it. I remember the first week I was here, I went home and told my mom, I was like, this is just the best. It's so amazing to be able to get this experience.
It's a fun industry to be in, even though there are many who say that there isn't a future for it. More than 90% of Americans still listen to the radio. And as we pulled up and set up here just outside of the Student Union, Jack, we were hearing your brand, which is Spinnaker Radio 95.5 FM,
WSKR.
Listen to that radio voice. Is that not great? You oversee a radio station here on campus. I mean, how many shows have we watched through the years where you have the college radio station? What is it like to oversee a group like that and the talent that you have and the DJs that you have who are performing on the air?
A lot of it comes down to working with, I think a good way to put it would be, very divergent personalities, people of all sorts of walks of life, and maybe not archetypes would be a good word for it, but people with different kind of skill sets and very strong personalities. The thing about the DJ position is that it attracts people who have both a love for music and usually some sort of strong demeanor about them. And it's working with these people and learning about why they love music or the sort of music they love or why they want to be a DJ in specific that has made this job so memorable to me. I met a lot of very interesting people. I've been able to interview bands recently, and it's just, you find out so much about people through the music they enjoy, why they enjoy it, how they enjoy it. I love it.
Where did your love of music and or radio start?
Radio specifically, it came from, I was jealous of my friend at USC who was a late night DJ, and the second I got the email that there was a DJ position open up, it was like 9 a.m. or something. I was like, hey, is there still a position open? Even though the email had been sent like 20 minutes prior. And that's when I just, the idea of being a late night DJ, my kind of fascination with it. Have you ever heard of Steely Dan?
Oh, have I ever heard of Steely Dan? Come on now.
Donald Fagen's solo album, The Nightfly, there's a song on it, The Nightfly, about a late night DJ. It's something about that sort of character just seemed so fascinating to me. It seemed interesting. I love putting out the kind of music that maybe people won't listen to regularly that they haven't come across. I run a segment based on the soundtrack of Miami Vice, the old TV show. Music that's either from the soundtrack directly or related to it. And I love putting out stuff from the 80s that maybe you've never heard on, like, regular radio before. Your dad's rock station. Stuff from, like, Thin Lizzy. That's more than The Boys Are Back in Town. But music specifically, I think I was maybe, like, 13 years old when I really started seriously listening to things and looking out for stuff that I was interested in. And it's kind of evolved over the years. I've shifted to different genres, the history of genres. But something I've just found, I guess, infinitely attractive about listening to music is writing about it. When I first came on Spinnaker, I wrote a number of columns taking a deeper look at various albums that I enjoyed, some songs, taking a look at their context from the artist's perspective and emotional analysis. Effectively just kind of taking a deep dive into the lyricism and the context of the songs themselves. There's something just kind of like, and maybe it's just my background, I'm a history major here at UNF, something about being able to analyze a song bit by bit, layer by layer, and kind of take it apart archaeologically and understand where the singer was coming from, why they wrote the words they did, how it was meant to come across. It just, I love music, I love taking it at all its levels, I don't know.
And that's a resume.
Yeah, right? Is that not an employable person right now in this industry? Someone who's got that passion plus the history part of it? On the other end is a guy named Scotty Young. He's a Spinnaker alum. And Scotty, did you want to tell Jack your story? I'll let you tell him. Can you hear him?
So once upon a time, back in, I guess, what was this, 2013, 2012, thereabouts, whenever it was that the WSKR transitioned from online only to being a broadcast low-power FM station, the general manager at the time was me.
Wow.
And look at you now, Scotty. You're now running Jacksonville's Morning News and leading a team of individuals who are part of the broadcast crew here at 104.5.
I have managed to somehow surround myself with broadcast professionals and convince you all to pay me to push play.
See, there is a career in this. Jack, tell Scotty the story of your medal program that you've recently started.
So it was, I think late December, I started kind of drifting back towards 80s heavy metal and kind of taking a more deeper dive at the genre. I got really into a band called Manila Road that was kind of a cult classic of the era. And I thought to myself, you know, I can't put this stuff on my normal segment. This doesn't really relate to, like, kind of that 80s Miami Vice vibe. It's a little too heavy. And one of our content director, Alec, he mentioned, hey, there's this weird either glitch or just coincidence where for some reason late at night they're playing like heavy metal songs, like night, 1 a.m. I was tuned in and suddenly I get hearing my Metallica, and I was like, that's pretty funny. You know, what if we ran a late night, like, genre segment? Because we had late night segments like jazz, EDM, stuff like that, for if you're 3 a.m. you're tuned in, you get a little Miles Davis or something. But I said, why don't we do Heavy Metal Midnight? And he said, that sounds like a great idea. So I went into our recording booth, and I think I must have, like, repeated the monologue I wrote for that maybe like 10 or 15 times before I could get the voice down for it. It's this real gravelly sort of low voice. And so I come back out and all the guys are laughing. It's like, we heard you in there making your voice deeper. I was like, yeah, it's cheesy, but give it a second. So I go back into our computer and I kind of opened up Audacity, got a few song samples in there and some effects on the vocals. And, you know, I made this, I sent it off to Amanda, our director. And, you know, I go to the restroom and think, okay, she'll get to it when she gets to it. It's kind of corny, but I think it'll work. And I come back and everyone's standing around the computer, and Alec looks at me, he's like, come in here. And they're all standing around the computer in Amanda's office, and she's like, you made this? And I was like, yeah. It's like, I thought I was in trouble. It was a little, you know, it might be a little heavy for the air. But she's like, this is amazing. And I was blown away at the reception by how much everyone seemed to enjoy it. And that's, and the segment was born. And it's Monday nights at midnight. It's got a lot of hidden gems in there. And then some, you know, some of the more well-known names of the 80s and 90s and stuff. But It's one of my favorite things that I've ever created for Spinnaker. I really am proud of it.
And I think what's cool is that, Michaela, you can then tap into that and try to amplify it using social media, and you're tapping into what he's doing, what radio's doing, what TV is doing, and kind of bring it all together to help amplify all of it.
Yeah, we have two social media channels. We have UNF Spinnaker, and then we have at Spinnaker Radio. So radio actually has their own content producer that I'll work with to make sure that we're all on the same page. But that is really cool. A really cool and unique thing about Spinnaker is that we can take all of these different groups that we're working together with and bring them all together and present a united front to the UNF community and the surrounding Jacksonville area. So it's cool being able to see how we can connect everything. Recently, one of, I think, the coolest accomplishments and coolest things that happened was with our Ozfest coverage. So we kind of had these cool moments where the newsroom would line up with creatives' plan for what we were covering on Instagram. And then we kind of had this just explosion of engagement on social media where everything was just lining up so perfectly and beautifully, and the audience was loving it. So that was just a really cool thing to see, a spike in numbers, a spike in people loving the content, and that's just one of the greatest joys.
I think the neat thing, Christine, is that we can see the love in their eyes and their storytelling.
I know, it's so great to see the passion.
Absolutely.
From a guy who's
employable.
A guy whose favorite band is Quiet Riot, I am absolutely agog at Jack's success story with that. I think it's a brilliant, brilliant accomplishment. And it's that kind of spirit and creativity and leadership that Jack and Michaela are showing that contribute to building student media and college radio into the profound industry that it is and the profound creative resource. And these are the guys who are going to be the pioneers and the leaders for our future in this industry.
Absolutely. You're going to be our bosses before too long. And you're going to be having difficult conversations with us. So can't wait for that to happen.
I want to raise.
Michaela Haynes and Jack Griffiths, who are part of the Spinnaker leadership team. There is a ton of folks. They're led by Amanda Cox, who does tremendous work. And thank you guys for spending a couple of minutes with us. And we will tune in. How can we find your content online? It's at?
It's at UNF Spinnaker on Instagram. But if you have the TuneIn app, you can listen to our channel 95.5. But if you're within 5 miles or so of UNF, you can tune in from any car radio, home radio. You know, we love listeners. I personally love knowing that there are people out there listening to the stuff we put out. It brings joy to my heart. Like you said, we're all incredibly passionate about this. For me, it's never, you know, the pool's never about the money. It's the fact that I love what I'm doing here. I love putting out music. I love working with creative to do, you know, cool promotions and stuff. And I don't know. It's a great job. Great experience.
Well said. You just had the last word, Jack. Our college campus tour comes to a close at UNF. We're going to be live on location next at Edward Waters University. Listen for us in April. Market Days getting underway here at the University of North Florida. And thank you to Amanda Ennis and the rest of the team within communications at University of North Florida for helping make this broadcast possible this morning. Jackson Mills Morning News continues at 9:58.